Ricardo's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with the Musers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller, on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Big Dick Hunter is on the way.
Hi right there. Here.
I'm here. And Grego, I brought you a couple presents.
You did?
Yep, from the Playboy Man.
Oh, gosh. Just going to rub it in a little bit more, huh?
Just well, this isn't much. It's just a little something. But I brought you a Playboy cocktail napkin.
I'll take that.
Have at the mansion with the rabbit head on it.
Are they just like everywhere?
Yeah, those are everywhere. And then also a bottle of the Playboy water.
They have their own water?
Yes.
Wouldn't expect anything any different from Hugh Hefner. The man that's lived the greatest life of any male human being in the world.
I agree. After seeing it firsthand, I completely agree. Tonight on the show, we're going to relive a little bit of that audio and then also the L.A. Friday house party thing, because we did it and then other stuff happened after the show. Like after we went off the air, more people showed up.
I'm telling you, I was listening Friday night, and that is some of the best radio that the Ticket's ever done. It was so surreal and so wild, and you did a real good job explaining what was going on and describing the situation. But I was just driving around thinking, okay, you got Dan Haggerty over here hanging out with Rick James.
Yeah, it was wild.
Thank you for saying that. It was just absolutely ridiculous.
There was one moment, though, where I kind of let something slip. You know, I told you my girlfriend's mom was there. And I had, against my better judgment, sent my girlfriend with the car to go pick up Rick James. So I called her.
That in itself is ridiculous.
I called her, and she wasn't answering her cell phone. And I kind of forgotten for a second.
And you're thinking that she's chained in some basement.
Yes. And I kind of forgot for a second that her mom was there. And I was bitching to Turley about it. And I'm like, man, I called her, and she's not in her cell phone. And I'm kind of worried about her. And I hear her mom go, you're worried. Like, you know, you're the guy that let her go pick up Rick James. And then once we got him and Joe Francis on together from Girls Gone Wild, Rick James
was trying to get a gig
out of
this.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I thought the line of the night was when Joe Francis was celebrating the dropping of his rape charges in Florida. And Rick James said, oh, that's because you're white. If you were black, you'd be in prison. And Joe Francis goes, well, if I were you, she'd still be tied to a chair at the Ritz-Carlton.
And then you got Dan Haggerty over there, maybe the most laid-back guy.
Yeah.
It was really, really terrific radio. It really was.
Speaking of the water, that night after the show at that Hotel Mondrian, Joe Francis took all the P1s out to dinner. And he invited Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell. That guy just showed up for dinner. And I saw something I've never
seen
before.
Your life is a cartoon.
It was a total cartoon this weekend. Maybe you guys have seen this before. I saw Joe Francis order a $53 bottle of water.
I've never seen that.
I've never even heard of a $53 bottle of water.
Neither have I.
But you know what? That is proof positive that he makes too much money.
I had to hide any sort of reaction to that.
So did he pick up the tab on everything?
Oh, yeah. And he actually bought two bottles of water. So $106 on the water alone.
Wow.
But yes, it was very nice of him. He picked, yeah, he did.
It's probably a nice restaurant.
Oh, very.
So it couldn't have been very cheap. But then again, the guy's a multimillionaire. He should pick up the tab. I mean, he doesn't have to, but it's nice that he did, but he should do that.
It was an amazing weekend, and all those guys, from him to Dennis Hoff flying in for the deal.
Bringing some of his girls with him?
Dennis brought girls, and bringing the girls wasn't enough, because after he left the party, he came back later that night with a two dozen In-N-Out burgers for everyone that he had gone and picked up. It was great. It was like P1 WAC fantasy camp.
You know who he is, Ron?
Did bring Air Force Amy?
No, she was working. He didn't bring her.
You know who Big Dick is now?
Who?
He's the new Miero.
Yeah.
He's the new Miero.
Who's that?
Greg Miero, a guy that he's got away with famous people. There's famous people like him and want to hang around. That's what you are.
Would I know him?
Believe me, that's a compliment.
The great Gregor.
Oh, okay. I remember tales of him.
Right. Everybody, all the celebrities, all the ball players, all love this guy. And that's the same thing with you. I mean, Mark Stepnoski, you and him are buddies. And Rick James and Dan Haggerty and Hugh Hefner and Larry Flint and everybody else. Jerry Falwell.
Yeah, factor him in.
I mean, your life is nothing but one big, giant cartoon.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and we had a ton of fun this weekend. And if you missed Friday, we're going to replay portions of it.
I got to tell you, hang around.
Yeah.
Because this is some good, this is some really good stuff. Yeah. And boy, and there was tension, Ron, so you know Big Dick. He was loving that. There was tension.
Yeah, at one point, all of them sang happy birthday to my girlfriend's mom. And Bobby Trendy's, like, purposely singing a little bit late so he can sound real gay.
And it really sounded
How'd
like...
How'd that go over?
It was a hit.
It really
she
sounded
cool
like your girlfriend's it. Mother was not really on board with this, which I know you were loving that.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair and Southern Lexus. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
I think that.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. And here are the six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that Saturday night at the ball game, after the game at the fireworks show, with those glasses that they gave us, my girlfriend says she ain't seen life like that since she did crystal meth.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that after seeing last week's Sopranos episode and knowing about the whole Clinton affair, I now know what they mean by the phrase, veto the bill.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that I lost my maid last week. She's known for calling sports talk radio and beating you down with her uneducated view on everything. I keep her around because she lets me panic, panic, panic.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Since that.
In the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land.
Hail Atlantis. Way down below the ocean where I want to be, she may be. Way down below the ocean where I want to be, she may be. Way down below the ocean where I want to be, she may be. Way down below the ocean where I want to be, she may be. Way down below the ocean where I want to be, she may be. My antediluvian baby. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I want to see you someday, my antediluvian baby. Oh, yeah, yeah.